If you're a business owner, perhaps you can consider a larger donation for a write-off because we know the government isn't working on saving babies. A donation of $1,000, $2,000, $20,000, all gifts are tax deductible and will reach eternity. Please get involved today.
Philippians 3:20 tells us, our citizenship is in heaven, and from it we await a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Jesus. Heaven changes everything.
It's Fall Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. Partner with us and tell people about God's Son who came down from heaven to redeem us from sin. Call 877-616-2396 and make your pledge. That's 877-616-2396. Or pledge online at afr.net.
Good morning. Welcome to the Share-a-thon here at American Family Association, American Family Radio. Pastor Jeff Shreve here, and excited to be with you and excited to be on the microphone with my good friend, Bert Harper. Bert, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you, Jeff. It's good to be with you, and I just love your program, and I hear a lot of people talk about Real Truth for Today, and we appreciate it, but we're excited to be a part of Share-a-thon as well, aren't we?
Yeah, Share-a-thon is always an exciting time in the fall and in the spring, and the number to call to support American Family Radio, American Family Association, you'll hear this number a lot, 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396, or you can go online, as I did this morning, afr.net, and you can give to support the ministry of American Family Radio, American Family Association. Well, Bert, I know that you've been a part of this for many, many years, and when did Share-a-thon begin?
Well, it began around 40 years ago. It was one station at that time. It was here in Tupelo, Mississippi, where our headquarters are. And they had pastor appreciation. In those days, it was Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And they've moved it now to Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. But Thursday in those days was always pastor appreciation. Brother Don would have me over, and he'd get on the radio with me, and or I'd get on with him, I should say, and be a part of that. And it was always a joyful time, and thank God for that. And small beginnings, but yet God used it, and Don had a vision, and that vision continues. And so praise the Lord, I was along for the ride. One of the greatest journeys I've ever been on.
Yeah, and you you pastored for how many years, 40-plus years?
Yeah, right? Yeah, 40 years, and 28 years was here in Tupelo at West Jackson Street Baptist Church, a great church that I enjoyed. During that period of time, I met Don. He asked me to be on the board, and just we became friends. Our backgrounds were similar, rural country boys, you know, trying to serve the Lord. And so it's been a joy of my life to be connected with the Wildman family. I'll put it that way.
Well, the theme for this fall Share-a-thon is Philippians 3:20. Heaven changes everything, but our citizenship, Paul said, is in heaven, from which we eagerly wait for a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. And what's he going to do when he comes in the clouds at the rapture? He will transform our humble state into conformity with his glory through the exertion of the power that he has even to subject all things to himself. Bert, we've been talking a lot yesterday and today about Israel and the war that Israel has declared on Hamas as they viciously attacked them, killed so many civilians, and with their terrorist attacks there in the southern part of Israel. And that is, as we look in our Bibles, as we look at Bible prophecy, we know that these things are the beginning of birth pangs, as Jesus talked about in Matthew 24, and things are moving toward Ezekiel 38 and 39, the nations coming together to attack Jerusalem. And one of the things that Dr. Gary Fraser said when he was on my program yesterday, and I encourage our listeners, if you didn't listen to that, go to afr.net, Real Truth for Today, and listen to that program. But what he said was he believes the rapture comes And then you have Ezekiel 37 or 38 and 39, the attack on Israel, where God defends Israel in a major, mighty and miraculous way. And then after that, that will set the stage for the temple to be rebuilt on the Temple Mount. That's a big issue. How is that going to happen? Well, it happens if you have that war that God defeats the enemies in Ezekiel 38 and 39. Then they rebuild the temple, and then you have the peace treaty with the Antichrist that will begin the seven-year period. Fascinating stuff, but just shows us all the more how important the truth, sharing the truth through the airwaves, really is. And American Family Radio does just that on a daily, hourly basis.
We really do, and it's multifaceted. You have the news at the top of the era. Fred Jackson and his crew do a great job, and then you have news online with the guys in there working it up into stories where you can read it on the internet. Then you have the programs that come, and the issues of the day, many of them are issue driven, and today's issues at 10 with Tim and his crew, they're always issue driven, and then others are as well, but some of them are Bible programs that we just study the Word of God. Some of them are interview programs and Bible studies like this hour. Jeff, it's just a joy to hear the interviews you have, but also it's great to hear the advice that is given when you have counselors on there. So when you tune in, Real Truth for Today, I found out you don't know exactly what you're going to get on this program, and but I always enjoy it, and it's a treat, brother. So keep those phones ringing at 877-616-2396 and make your pledge. So listen, I say this, and I'll say it back to you. It's your program, but I do want to say, when you help AFR, you're helping those other ministries as well that are, you hear on it, because Alistair Begg, they would not have 179 stations to broadcast on if it was not for AFR. So you're blessing many people when you bless AFR with a pledge that you'll make.
I got to tell you something funny, Bert. So, you know, Debbie comes on the program probably every, maybe not quite once a week, but once every 10 days or so. And so she was coming on, and they've been doing a Bible study through this particular book by Kent Hughes' wife, Barbara Hughes, called The Disciplines of a Godly Woman. And so she said, Jeff, let's talk about this particular chapter. Well, I studied the wrong chapter, and so we're sitting at the microphones together. It's 30 seconds before we go on the air, and I said, "Well, this is how I'm going to set this up." And she said, "Well, that verse is not even in the chapter," and it dawned on me 30 seconds before we hit that I had studied the wrong chapter. So, you know, Bert, as you well know, on live radio, you have to be flexible. You can't be rigid, and you have to be able to roll with the punches and go with the flow. And one of the great things about being a pastor and studying the Word of God week in and week out and preaching and delivering, there's a lot in the well. And so there's things that you can pull up and verses that you have memorized and ready to share. And so that ended up being a good program, even though I was a little nervous 30 seconds before we hit.
Well, two things come to my mind. One is communication between a husband and wife.
Yeah.
Will it ever get just right? Well, I doubt it. I mean, we're on different wavelengths and many times, but it sure is fun trying to have that good communication. Other thing, you're talking about being ready on a dime. I was invited to the pastor that performed the ceremony for Jan and myself. He went to another church, and they were having pastor appreciation, so they asked me to come and speak. Well, I thought they just wanted me to come and say a word of appreciation to the pastor. And so I honestly do. I leave my Bible, and you're not supposed to travel without the Bible if you're not. And this is before you had it on your cell phone, okay?
Right.
And so I walk in, and I don't have my Bible. And next thing I know, the guy up there saying, our next preacher that's going to deliver the message is Bert Harper. So I thought, my word, it was a Sunday afternoon, praise the Lord. So I grabbed a hymn book. That's before they had singing, you know, from on the wall, as someone said. And I went up there, and so I preached the same sermon I'd preached that morning, because it was fresh and, as you said, in the well there.
Yeah.
And so I thought I'd pulled it off. Later on, this pastor died, and I was helping with his funeral service. And one of the deacons from that church where that had happened came in, and he saw me sitting there in an office, and he came to a table right next to me and saw my Bible, and he said, "Oh, you use the Bible in place of the hymn book these days." You know, sometimes when you think you pulled it off, you don't, you know.
Yeah.
So listen, but you better be ready. Be instant in season and out of season. That's what a pastor better be ready for, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's always good. My associate pastor says this. He says, you know, you always got to have a sermon in the holster, because you never know, especially as the associate, you never know if you might get a call Sunday morning, "Hey, I'm sick, and I can't go." And so that
been there, done that as well. Yes.
Yeah, and being able to step in and let her rip. So, well, the number to call, 877-616-2396 to give your pledge for Share-a-thon, Fall Share-a-thon 2023, or you can go online, afr.net, and give that way. The scripture says, Jesus said, "It is more blessed to give than to receive." And it really is a blessing to be a part of something bigger than yourself, greater than yourself, where you can have an impact with lots of other brothers and sisters in Christ to make an eternal difference in someone's life. And so, Bert, let's listen to a testimony right now that that Randy can cue up, and bless the people with that.
My name is Beth. I live in Paris, Tennessee. And I just want to say that I'm so grateful for your radio station. I'm a regular listener. And what first caught my attention one day when I was trying to find something to listen to on the radio was the fact that you had this pause for prayer, where you pray for individuals in the government. And I just thought that was so meaningful. And there's so many lies out there. Christians need a trusted news source that's got a biblical view. And I just think your station fits that bill. Thank you to your founder, Don Wildman, and God bless you all. And heretofore, I would be searching the radio dial for something to listen to, but not anymore.
Amen. A trusted news source. I love that. And you know, Bert, that is the testimony you hear from so many people that say, "I just tune into American Family Radio and I leave it there."
Yeah,
and
it
I listen
is.
To program after program, and it's always fresh, and it's from the Word of God, and it's as we said at 6 o'clock, it's discussing the current events in many of the programs, but from a Christian biblical worldview, and that's what people don't get on other programs.
It is true. And just earlier this year, I had the privilege of being in Paris, Tennessee, where she was from, and met her, and she was talking about how AFR had blessed her. And the word heretofore, the reason she used that on Trivia Friday, Tim, Ed, and JJ, that's their key word that they say we're misusing and not using enough in the English language. So they've brought heretofore back, and that's the reason she used that. So Trivia Friday, I've got to tell Tim, Ed, and JJ that even Trivia Friday is contributing to the Share-a-thon. So,
what? Hey, Bert, tell our listeners what gifts we have for them, just to say thank you for their gift to American Family Radio for this Share-a-thon.
$150 gift, one-time gift or more, and you'll get Trivia Friday highlights. It's Tim, Ed, and JJ, and just the humor that they bring to the radio. It will be worth your time. But if you give a $30 monthly gift or more, you'll get that same CD, but you'll also get a book, 100 Bible Questions and Answers for Families. And this is by Alex McFarland and myself. We do Exploring the Word, and we take questions all week long and do our best to give biblical answers. So from that program, we've gotten two books, 100 Bible Questions, and now Volume 2 for the Family. And they're concise. They're short enough to read. And again, this is not you purchasing, but it is for us to say thank you for partnering with us to be a part of getting the good news of Jesus Christ and accurate news about what's going on in the world to those folks who are listening. When you give, you're a part of that. That's good news for us, Jeff.
definitely is. I have the book in my hand. It's got some great questions that it covers and wonderful answers. So it is Share-a-thon, Fall Share-a-thon 2023 at American Family Association, American Family Radio. The number to call to give is 877-616-2396, or you can go online at afr.net. Well, you're listening to Real Truth for Today. I'm your host, Pastor Jeff Shreve, along with Bert Harper. We're excited to be with you. Our theme is Heaven Changes Everything, because our citizenship is in heaven, and from it, we eagerly await a Savior. Don't go away.
After crossing the Jordan River into the Promised Land, God instructed the children of Israel to take stones from the river and make a memorial. When their future children would say, "What do these stones mean?" the parents would recount the Lord's deliverance of Israel from slavery and Israel's arrival in the Promised Land. In each of our lives, there are events that ought to be remembered, events where the Lord moved and delivered us. Whether we use stones, photos, or special celebrations, it matters only that we take time to remember what the Lord has done and pass that testimony on to future generations.
Since 1977, the American Family Association has been informing, equipping, and activating individuals to strengthen the moral foundations of America. The Lord has given us many victories over the years that laid the foundation for our work today and into the future. Learn more at afa.net.
According to a recent report, Planned Parenthood continues to rake in billions despite dwindling clients. The biggest takeaway here is that Planned Parenthood is generating vast profits, including millions in taxpayer funding. And preborn, that's you and me, are stealing their clientele, meaning the babies they're trying to kill. Preborn operates on a very slim budget as they rescue over 200 babies' lives every single day, and they receive no government funding. Preborn's network of clinics are situated in the darkest corners, competing head-to-head with the abortion giants, and they need our help now more than ever. When you donate $28 to Preborn, you will offer a free ultrasound to an expectant mother caught in crisis. Once she hears that heartbeat and sees that precious life, her baby's chances at life doubles. So please sponsor a precious baby's life. Your tax-deductible gift will go directly towards saving babies' lives, so be generous. You will never regret saving a baby's life. Just dial #250 and say the keyword baby. That's #250 baby, or go to preborn.com. That's preborn.com.
My name is Martha Hoover. I'm in a nursing home in Pulaski, Tennessee, and I cannot tell you how much your radio program means to me. I was without a radio for quite some time because my money is very limited, and I'm unable to hear what comes off of television, so I don't have a television. And when I got it, the first thing I tuned into was a wonderful minister. It has just thrilled my heart to be able to get AFR again. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
And make your pledge. Or visit AFR.net. It's Fall Share-a-thon on AFR.
Welcome back to Real Truth for Today. Pastor Jeff Shreve here along with Bert Harper, and it is Fall Share-a-thon, an opportunity to give back and to partner with American Family Association, American Family Radio, as we share the truth, speak the truth in love to a lost and dying world, as we encourage Christians and keep Christians abreast of what is going on. You know, Bert, we need to be like the sons of Issachar. They understood the times and what Israel should do. It's important for Christians to not live with their heads buried in the sand, but to understand what is going on in the world from a biblical biblical worldview. As I said even Sunday in my sermon, you can't view the Bible through the lens of culture. You must view culture through the lens of Scripture. And that's what it means to have a biblical worldview. And as our theme states, heaven changes everything. And when you look at the world through the lens of Scripture and from God's perspective, which is wisdom, viewing life from God's perspective, it really does change everything, doesn't it, Bert?
It really does. And that's what happens. It happens one person at a time. You do not get saved as a group. Now, you may be saved in a group, but you're saved only through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ individually. And then what God does, he indwells that individual with his Holy Spirit. And that person should follow Christ, disciple, be disciplined and discipled, and to have that biblical worldview. And that's part of what we're doing. Our vision at American Family Radio is to be a leading organization in biblical worldview training for cultural transformation. Now, that's our vision, and it starts with a biblical worldview. And I would say, Jeff, that's why every program, even though they might not be a complete Bible study program, they're all based on a biblical worldview. And when they talk about the politics or when they talk about the issues of the day, they're discussing it through that prism of a biblical worldview. And it's able to equip those who are listening to learn that and then develop that in their own eyes and be able even to I would say, share it with others. So when you give at 877-616-2396, you're helping others grow in Christ. And we hear testimonies like that all of the time. They'll tune in to AFR and they'll say, we were just, you know, complacent. We were not active. But because of AFR and God's use of AFR, they became active in their church, became active in their communities as with a biblical worldview, equipped to do the work that God wants them to do. Jeff, that's a good ministry, brother.
Yeah, it really is. Bert, I remember, this was probably 20 years ago when I was introduced to the concept of evangelism as being a link in the chain. You know, I think a lot of us were taught that when you share Christ, there's the one person that helps another person come to know Jesus, prays with that person to receive Christ, and that's the person that is soul winning. But it's more than that, because typically, a person doesn't trust Christ the very first time they hear the gospel. They're seeds that are sown, and that has to work through their heart, and they need to count the cost, and they need to consider, and they need to be prayed for and have the Lord work on their hearts before they come to Christ. And that can be, you can be a link in the chain of that. So you might be one person that shared, and another person that shared, another person that shared, and 3 years later, you're the person that walks up to this guy, and he's a ripe piece of fruit now, and you share the gospel with him, and boom, he gets saved. And as we come together and give to support the ministry of American Family Radio, American Family Association, you know, there can be a sermon by Robert Jeffress or Alistair Begg, something that Bert or Alex says that really God uses to be that tipping point for the person. And we were all part of that as we gave, as we supported, as we prayed, and as we labored together. And that's very exciting.
It really is. When I was pastoring here in Tupelo, I would tell them, I said, someone moves to Tupelo and they do not know the Lord. They meet someone who is going to show them a house. They're going to meet them and they're going to ask them and just say a word saying, well, we're praying that we'll find the house for you. God wants you to have the right house. And that's all they say. Then they go somewhere and they have to have a doctor's appointment. The nurse comes in and says, well, we're praying and asking you to, we're hoping that you get well. Can we put you on our prayer list at our church? And then they hear someone else when they go to get their tires rotated, that they hear someone say something about the Lord Jesus Christ in a particular church. And someone comes up and then they ask Christ to be in their life. They say, now who did this for you? Well, it's hard to pinpoint the ones who did it. But
yeah.
Isn't that the way it really works? You know, one person at a time, meeting them and hearing truth, biblical truth, and then seeing the work that Christians do. Man, I'd rather see a sermon as hear one any day, Jeff.
That's for sure. And, you know, we have it at From His Heart Ministries, which airs every weeknight on American Family Radio at 6 o'clock Central Time. We have partners and people that give to From His Heart Ministries. They're partners with us in ministry. People that give to American Family Association, American Family Radio, they are partners with this ministry as it shares Christ around the nation and around the world through the internet. And it really is. We're not going to know this side of heaven, Bert, how God used the gifts that we gave, the prayers that we prayed. We'll know when we get there. And when the record is all in at the end of the age, we'll know how much God used those gifts, those prayers, those witnesses to bring people to faith in Christ. You know that old song, Thank You for Giving to the Lord, yes. I'm a Life That Was Changed. That is really true. Now, the guy that sang that may have gone off the rails, but what he sang was very, very true.
Amen. We had a discussion about that on Exploring the Word about, because the author goes off the rail, does that take away the song? I pray it does not, because there's a lot of songs, even some older hymns, not just newer songs, that were written by men, and they got off track. God's the one that determines their destiny, not me, and I thank God for that, you know. But they did get off the rail, but that does not take away truth and the truth right. of God's word. And I love that song. The first time I heard it, I remember hearing it. I said, amen. You know, God, yeah. Sometimes we only look at the big stuff. God looks at everything, and he's the great connector. I haven't connected everything down here, but God knows from where it comes, where it goes, and where it leads. And we can trust him, can't we?
Amen. You know, Jesus said this in Matthew chapter 10, verse 42, and whoever in the name of a disciple gives to one of these little ones even a cup of cold water to drink, truly I say to you, he shall not lose his reward. The Lord notices even those little things, those cups of cold water that we give in the name of a disciple, and God's going to reward that in the end. So our job is just to be faithful and to be good stewards of what the Lord has put in our charge. You know, Bert, we don't own anything. He owns everything. The earth is the Lord's and all it contains, but he's allowed us to be a steward, be a manager over his things. And so we want to manage those things faithfully and in a manner that pleases the Lord and honors him. And that's one of the great things about American Family Radio is that they manage the resources well. And all of that is checked out by a third party. What's the name of that group?
It's the Evangelical Council for Financial Accountability. And
right.
when I
ECFA,
was,
yes.
Yeah, that's it. When I was chairman, I was chairman of the board at AFR for 2 years before I came on board as a, quote, an employee. I would get recommendations from them that we should do this or that and the other. And we did everything we could to make it the best accountability partner we could have. And it still is. And I say, praise God, because without a partnership, I said it earlier from 6 to 7, and I love to say it, Jesus sent them out 2 by 2. And that's accountability, that's encouragement, and two people seem to get a lot more done than one. And I use this as an illustration. We partner with Operation Christmas Child. Now, that's awesome ministry, taking the gospel to these children. Now, I want to just tell you, if AFR tried to do that by ourselves, we would have to start, quote, reinvent the wheel. The right. wheel has already been invented by Operation Christmas Child to deliver these shoeboxes to these children, and we come alongside them and become a vehicle by which others can financially help and be a part of that and see it happen. So that's AFR is already, we've got the radio network, we've got the programming, and we're going to do our best to share the truth, the Word of God, and we're asking you to come alongside us and partner with us and be a part of that by giving financially and making that pledge. And you can do that at 877-616-2396 or go online at AFR.net. So, Jeff, I mean, to be very frank, I'm so privileged to be on this hour with you, because it, again, partnership. You get energy a little bit. Being by myself, I have a good bit of energy, but having you here, it adds to the energy, you know?
Yeah. Well, I have noticed, Bert, as you do the radio program, when you're by yourself, it's all on you. When you're with another person, you can share the load. And so, hey, I have to tell you this. You may not know this, but you talked about Operation Christmas Child from Samaritan's Purse, Franklin Graham's organization. And so we have a Sunday school class of ladies at First Baptist Texarkana. And several years ago, they just said, this is going to be the mission of our class. And they work year-round on shoeboxes. And at the end of the year, they will produce 12,000 shoeboxes.
Restate that number. A Sunday school class.
One Sunday school class of ladies, older ladies, senior adult ladies, and they bought, one of the dear ladies in that class, Susan Potter, she bought a building just to put together shoeboxes. And people come there every day, and they're put together shoeboxes, and it's a senior adult ministry that makes such a difference. And so, yeah, the price tag to send out, it's $9 a box. So if you do the math, you do 12,000 shoeboxes at $9 a box. Well, that's a big number. And so they have a big garage sale twice a year to help pay for the shipping of that. But it's pretty amazing. And we are excited as a church to be able to partner with Operation Christmas Child, just as American Family Radio, American Family Association does. But together we can make such a big impact. Individually, it's hard, but together we can make an impact.
Since I've quit pastoring full-time and come here, I do interim work. For those that are not Baptists, that means their pastor goes away and they need someone to preach until they get a new senior pastor. Well, I've done that quite a bit of times. And I want to share it with you. I'm at a church in Christmas, and then Jan and I travel, do different things in different churches, even different denominations. Just about every church that we've been in, regardless of size, regardless of denomination, they're a part of Operation Christmas Child. Doesn't God love that unity? I believe that blesses God, Jeff.
Well, it does. And, to hear the testimonies and see the kids when they get their boxes and that's the only gift they get for Christmas, and to know that comes from people in other parts of the world, to be a blessing and to tell them about Jesus, who's mighty to save. And then to hear the testimonies of people who come to Christ as a result of that shoebox. Now, it might not just have been the shoebox, but that shoebox was a link in the chain that brought that person to faith in Christ. That definitely is exciting. Well, you can give today, 877-616-2396, or you can go online at afr.net. I did earlier this morning, and Debbie and I gave, and we gladly gave, and we were excited to give. The scripture says that the Lord loves a cheerful giver, and when you give generously, he who sows generously reaps generously and abundantly. If you sow sparingly, you reap sparingly. And God wants us to be generous in giving, because you can never outgive God. God is a giver. And he says in Luke chapter 6, verse 38, give and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, they will pour into your lap. For by your standard of measure, it will be measured to you in return. So we have time for another testimony. And so, Randy, go ahead and play another testimony for us.
Hello, my name is Wendell, and I'm calling from Mississippi. I've been listening for about 27 years. I first heard about homeschooling through AFR and felt called to homeschool even before I met my wonderful wife. Through AFR, I learned about Scouting's decision to veer away from the true path, and about a group of Christians who were planning to do something about that. And I now lead a troop in Mississippi, and I'm an area representative of Trailwise to Mississippi. Because of AFR, I now have a ministry to my community and my state. I am so grateful to every person involved with the ministry of AFA and AFR. Thank you for equipping me for the fight.
Amen. That's another great benefit of American Family Radio is we equip Christians. So it's not just an evangelistic to reach people for Christ, but it's to equip Christians. And the two words I like to share on Real Truth for Today, Bert, shine and share. The Christian life, we shine for Christ, we let His light shine in us, and then we share. We open our mouths and we witness for Him. We tell people what great things the Lord has done for us and how He has had mercy on us. And that is what God has called us to do, to shine and share.
We do. And we take this equipping very seriously. If anybody asks you of the faith that is in you, that you can be ready to give an answer with meekness and fear, you can do that. And AFR is doing our best to try to help you to give be equipped to give an answer. Why do you believe this? Why do you trust? Why do you have hope? Well, in our day right now, Jeff, if we can give hope, and our hope is in Jesus Christ, as you referred to earlier, the program that you did yesterday on this time, during this time, Real Truth for Today, listen, go to that podcast, listen to it, and it will help you to know the hope that we have in Jesus Christ. It's not just now that He gets us through the issues and the difficulties now, but He will bring us to heaven and He will return and we will see all the prophecy that He made concerning Himself to come true. He did that in 1948 when He brought Israel back to the land. Guess what? He's going to complete the task, isn't He?
He really is. And as I refer to a lot in my own mind, Luke 21:28, Jesus said, when these things begin to take place, straighten up, lift up your heads, because your redemption is drawing near. Many of us are all eyes on Israel. We're glued to the news. We want to know what's going on in Israel as they've declared war against the terrorist organization called Hamas. The Palestinians in Gaza who hate the Jews, want to exterminate the Jews. They are fighting against God because God is going to deliver His people. He has made promises to the Jews and He will fulfill those. But hey, don't walk around with headline hysteria. Just know that the Lord has everything under control and Jesus is coming again. Our citizenship is in heaven and we await His arrival.
Hello, everyone. I'm James Dobson of Family Talk, and I want to encourage you to pray for and to support the American Family Association and, of course, the American Family Radio Network. AFA and AFR are unique in their ability to bring news that you won't hear in other places, information that is especially needed as our nation now finds itself in the midst of spiritual, political, and cultural decline. I also want to tell you that I love Don Wildman and his family and the work they do for the cause of Christ. May God bless you for your participation in the vital work of the American Family Association.
This is Chris in Texas. Thank God for AFR. You all are an answer to prayer. We have been spoon-fed the lie of separation of church and state for so long that many Christians have isolated themselves from news and politics. AFR is being used by God to bring believers and followers of Christ back into the discussion. I love how the hosts are bold in proclaiming the truth and sharing the scriptural perspective on the dealings of the day. I love that my kids can hear firsthand how the Bible addresses every issue in life, including government and history. We're a homeschooling family, so news and information we hear on AFR is very helpful in shaping a Christian worldview for the next generation. May Almighty God continue to multiply and amplify the voice of AFR.
Heaven changes everything.
Our citizenship is in heaven, and from it we await our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. It's Fall Charathon on AFR. Call 877-616-2396 and make your pledge. That's 877-616-2396 or visit AFR.net. And thank you for your support during Charathon.
Welcome back to Real Truth for Today. Pastor Jeff Shreve here along with Bert Harper. And it is Share-a-thon today, tomorrow, and Thursday, Fall Share-a-thon 2023. Our theme verse is Philippians 3:20, but our citizenship is in heaven, from which we eagerly await a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform the body of our humble state into conformity with the body of his glory through the exertion of the power that he has, even to subject all things to himself. Now, that scripture is talking about the coming of the Lord in the clouds as what we know as the rapture, Philippians or 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. The Lord himself will descend from heaven. It's the secret snatching away of the saints of God that is coming at any moment. We are to live in readiness. And when that happens, we get a brand new body. Our body is transformed into the image of our Savior, and we get a body like his. We're going to be glorified. And so we keep our minds fixed on that day. And the scripture says, hey, everyone who has his mind fixed on the return of Christ purifies himself just as he is pure. As Gary Frazier said yesterday, he's got two words in his Bible as he opens it every morning. It's in the cover of his Bible. Perhaps today. Perhaps today. We don't know when Jesus is coming, but we need to live as if Jesus died yesterday, rose this morning, and is coming back tonight. Keep the death, burial, resurrection, and return of Christ so near and dear to your heart, and it will change your life.
Jeff, I've heard, and I have tried to practice these two things. One is, picture Jesus on the cross. He paid the price for my sin, and he overcame it by his resurrection, and that he could come back at any time. And until he comes back, I need to put on the armor of God each day. And listen, he's given us everything we need for life and godliness in this present world. And we don't have to wait. We need to develop and use what he's given us. And when we do that, I want to tell you, it builds hope. It builds character in our life. And we can continue the battle that God has given us. He hasn't told us that we'd be on a luxury ship. We're on a battleship. And listen, we're ready. And so we're asking you to help us to continue to share the good news of Christ, to help share news of the day that you need to know from a Christian perspective. And that's what we ask you to do, to make that pledge. And again, when you make that pledge, we love to give back and we love to say thank you, because every employee here at AFR, we realize we are being able to thank you for making it possible for us to be able to work and do this task that God's called us to do. And you're a part of that. And when you make a $150 gift or more, you'll receive Trivia Friday Hilarious Highlights. Again, this is quite a bit of humor. We need to laugh, and this CD will help you in such a way. But if you give a monthly gift of $30 or more, you'll get that same CD, but you'll get a book, 100 Bible Questions and Answers for Families by Alex McFarland, Bert Harper. We host Exploring the Word. We take questions during that period of time, and these are questions that many of you have called in and asked, and Alex and I have done our best job to answer them from a biblical worldview. And so when you make that call at 877-616-2396 or go online at AFR.net and make that pledge, you're partnering with us, and we want to say thank you so much. So, Jeff, it's such a privilege to be a part of American Family Radio. You know Tim and Allison. Listen, you could not have a better president leading the charge than Tim. And I told Jan this yesterday. We were in a meeting with Tim, and of course, me being a preacher, I told him I love closing. I love closing so much on a sermon. I do it two or three times every sermon. And Tim said, yeah, and I'm in the nursery keeping those kids, wanting you to hurry up and get through. And that's our president. Isn't that great? We have a president of this national great ministry. And what does he do in his local church? He's part of the nursery crew. I don't know about everybody else, but that blesses my heart beyond measure.
Yeah, That's good. You know, Bert, they call that circling the, you're circling the runway. You're going to land eventually, but you're just kind of circling. Hey, I got to say, I have the book in my hand, 100 Bible Questions and Answers for Families. And so it has 12 sections. There's questions concerning the Bible. There are questions concerning alleged Bible contradictions. And those are really, really good because people have, they will throw that up in your face from time to time. Yes. Well, what about this? What about that? Old Testament challenges, questions about God. Did God create sin? How do we know that God exists? What's the Trinity? What does it mean to test God? Things like that. Questions about the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is really the unknown member of the Trinity for so many people because they don't really understand the Holy Spirit. So questions about them, questions about worldview, questions about the New Testament, questions about Jesus, about salvation, about marriage and parenting, church and Christian living, and questions about the end time. So it covers a lot of material, and it helps you to be equipped. So we're called in Scripture, as Paul told Timothy, study to show yourself approved. Be diligent to show yourself approved as a workman who does not need to be ashamed, handling accurately the word of truth. It is important for Christians to know the Bible and to be able to share that. And so, you know, just the Bible is the word of God. It's the sword of the Spirit. And we don't need to be novices when it comes to working with the sword. You know, Bert, you see these ninja guys that have these swords in both hands and they're flipping them all around and doing all those things without cutting themselves. Well, we need to be guys like that. We need to know how to use the sword of the Spirit to make a difference in our world for Christ.
And the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. And do you know what, Jeff? The Bible is the only thing mentioned anywhere that's able to separate soul and spirit. They're mm-hmm. so closely tied in that in our natural, we can't do that. We can't understand that. But the word of God is so quick and so powerful that it can, and it does that. And so put on the armor of God and use that sword of the Spirit, and it's used for the power of God in His way and His determination. And so that's why Tim Wildman said years ago, we need a program in the afternoon that just talks and shares the Word of God and answers questions. And that's how they came up with a program that Alex and I do, Exploring the Word. And so that's where it came from. It came from that heart of people wanting to be equipped to live in the present world. So you can be a part of that by sharing of your finances and making a pledge at 877-616-2396. Hey, Jeff, is it all right for me to give some names and locations of people that have called in the last few minutes?
Sure.
Okay, David from Meridian, Mississippi. Marlene from Capon Bridge, West Virginia. Lindsay from Grants, New Mexico. Patricia from Kempler, Texas. Linda from Prattsville, Arkansas. Lionel, I guess, from New Orleans, Louisiana. Archer from Killeen, Texas. Is that how you say Killeen?
Yeah, Killeen.
Okay, Sylvia from Ottawa, Ohio, and Robert from Hattiesburg, Mississippi. And let me just share this. A lot of states are involved, but I tell you, your state in Mississippi, Texas, and Mississippi, now here's why we've got so many stations in those two states. If you get out and look at where our towers are located, our radio stations are located, you'll find a lot in Texas. Well, Texas is pretty big. We'd have to have a lot in Texas to cover it. But we also cover Mississippi. But where we have these stations, people really respond. New Mexico, West Virginia, they respond because they realize the importance of this Christian radio. And some people have given before us in this time so we could have that radio station in those locations. Somebody gave so we would have the money to buy the tower so we could broadcast from your neighborhood. And we want to keep on doing that. And when you share, you make it possible for us to do that. Have you ever heard we're standing on the shoulders of giants?
Yes.
Well, we really are at AFR. When Don started this years ago, He had the vision. Other people caught the vision. They shared their finances with Don. He purchased these stations. We're continuing to do that today. We went to the internet. So it's because of people who have given in the past that we're able to listen today. And so if you give today, it's going to make it possible for others to hear in the future. I think that's a biblical principle, you know?
Amen. 877-616-2396 or go online afr.net. And Randy, if you can play another testimony, it's great to hear how the ministry is impacting lives.
Hi, my name is Ellen from Ohio. I teach religion, Christian religion, 5 days a week. I can't tell you how many times I've turned on the radio on my way to teach in the morning, and I have gotten a religion lesson out of the show airing, whichever it may be at the time. I often turn it on in the morning when I go to my run, and I'm able to extract another lesson. Thank you, American Family Radio.
Amen. Giving is a blessing, and Jesus said it is more blessed to give than to receive. As fun as it is to receive, and we all like to receive, but it's even more of a blessing to give and to know that God is using you and the resources that He has given to you, that you're using them to bless others. Bert, I always think about the movie that was done by Campus Crusade for Christ on the life of Jesus. It was simply called Jesus, that they've shown it all over the world, and many have come to faith in Christ through that. But it was all from Luke. Just straight through scripture from the Gospel of Luke, and they talk about and depict Zacchaeus coming to Christ. And one of the things that when you read in Luke 19 about Zacchaeus, when he puts his faith and trust in Jesus, now he is the hated little tax collector, but he puts his faith and trust in Jesus, and the first evidence of his faith in Christ, he said, "Lord, half my possessions I give to the poor, and if I have defrauded anyone of anything, I'll pay them back four times as much." When your heart is given to Christ, your pocketbook always follows.
That is amazing. I remember this as a boy, and that's been a long time ago now, Jeff. I remember there's a divine connection between your heart and your pocketbook. In other words, you get your heart right, it seems like something's going to follow. And that is the truth. And what a joy it is to be a part of giving to a ministry that is making a difference, and AFR is making that difference. You know, you're preaching, you're pastoring, and one of the most amazing things to me is the congregation that you preach to and that I preach to, no matter what it is, you have those that are just beginning their Christian walk. They're babes in Christ. You have those that have been studying the Word of God for years, and man, they've taught Sunday school, small groups. They've done so much, and they've been in the Word so much. But the pastor gets up there, and he delivers the Word of God, and he's to feed the sheep, and whether they're new or whether they're old. And here on the radio, AFR, this is what we take. Yes, we have those that have just come to Christ, and we want to help them grow in Christ. And then you have those like the lady that just gave her testimony that she's teaching, and she goes back and forth, but she listens to the radio and she hears something that, you know, clicks in her heart and her mind with a Bible verse or a thought that she had. And then she's able to develop that and deliver it to others. Jeff, what a responsibility we have to feed the flock of God. That was given. That's what God told Peter. Guess what? We're to do that even today, aren't we?
We sure are. And as Paul said in 2 Timothy chapter 4, told Timothy, hey, preach the word. And it's the word of God that changes lives, because Bert, your words, my words, they're not living and active, but the word of God is. It's alive. It's God breathed. And when we share the word of God in a fresh way, in an exciting way, you know, some people can take the Bible, I don't know how they do it, but they bore people to tears with it. And other people, when it's fresh in your own life, then you share that, and it's like fresh bread straight out of the oven, and people devour that. You know, anytime we're by a bakery, you can always smell that fresh bread, and it just draws you like a magnet. Oh, I gotta have that. And that's the privilege that we have as believers, as preachers, as those who share the word. We get to share that with people, people who are dying of hunger. Now, they may not understand it. They may not know that this is what they need, but we know it's what they need because it's the Word of God, as James says, that is able to save your soul.
You know, when I was in high school, I had to take English. Now, I didn't like it. I was not a good English person to you know, direct and divide up sentences, dangling participles, and I did not know that. Now, give me 2 + 2. I knew what that was, but I thought I would use math. I had in mind I was going to be a math teacher, an architect, or something, but God made me. I had to go through English class. I had to do it in college, and guess what? That's what God had in mind for me. That I had to do and I was made to do is what God used in my life to communicate the gospel of Jesus Christ. So some of the things that we are made to do and have to do, I want to tell you, God doesn't waste them. So listen, God doesn't waste anything. He'll use it in your life. Jeff, it's been a good hour to be with you, brother. And I thank God for real truth for today.
Thank you, Bert, and I'll be with you again tomorrow at 6 a.m. We have the early program, and then back again at 8 in the morning on Real Truth for Today. Well, it has been a joy to be with you, and it is Share-a-thon, Fall Share-a-thon at American Family Radio, American Family Association, 877-616-2396, or you can go online at afr.net. Hey, go out today. Shine for Christ and share what great things the Lord has done for you, and God will use you as His witness. God bless you.
Faith, Family, Freedom. American Family Radio.
If you're a business owner, perhaps you can consider a larger donation for a write-off because we know the government isn't working on saving babies. A donation of $1,000, $2,000, $20,000, all gifts are tax deductible and will reach eternity. Please get involved today.